Algernon, thanks for joining us. We're starting this week off talking about something that happened last week. That is social media just really catching fire with the debate over who has the best chile, New Mexico or Colorado.
Late last week, the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, decided to start a little beef with New Mexico over who grows the better chilies. And of course, Colorado is known for its Pueblo chiles. And New Mexico, we have our green chiles and especially our Hatch green chiles that we love so much. So shots fired. He made a little comment about how New Mexico chiles are inferior. And there were a little bit of an exchange between Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham representing New Mexico. But got to say, the governor of Colorado blew it when he misspelled chiles. Uh-huh. And he spelled it like chili. And then deleted the tweet, but the governor was having none of it. She got the screenshot and basically destroyed him.
You know, when it comes to this issue, it seems like everybody has a hot take on it as well.
It's like sports. I mean, it's the level of sports, and there's a lot of local pride that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And besides, it is a scientific fact that New Mexico chiles are the best. I mean, is this disputable?
I am not going to dispute that. Okay, let's move on and talk about some exciting news in film. And that is, there is a new film that is starring a up-and-coming Mexican star. And this film is shooting in several cities, including the village of Hatch. Can you share more about this?
This is correct. New Mexico, let us remember, is not only the place that grows the superior chili peppers, but it's also one of the most beautiful places for the film industry. I feel like somebody should be paying me a commission right now. But right, so we have a production starting in mid-July on a film called Half Brothers, and it stars this Mexican actor, Luis Gerardo Mendez, who is starting to grow a larger audience in the United States. He's on the Netflix show Club de Cuervos. He's going to be in the Charlie's Angels reboot. He's starting to up his Hollywood profile as well. So it stars him. It's kind of a road trip movie, which is why they're filming in Albuquerque. They're filming in Los Lunas, Santa Fe, but they're also doing some shooting in Hatch as well.
Okay, that's very exciting. Now, I want to talk about this event. It's, you know, not too far away. And usually when this event happens, I know it's sort of the start of festival season here in our area. And that is Salsa Fest coming up.
Salsa Fest. Now, it's not just Salsa Fest because they have teamed up. Salsa Fest has been going on for 11 years, but they've teamed up with the Tequila, Taco, and Cerveza Fest. And that's a little bit of a younger festival, but these two events have teamed up and they're basically going to take over Plaza de las Cruces in downtown Las Cruces on July 20th.
Very, very exciting news, Algernon. Now, with this festival, how is it going to impact, you know, the downtown area? I know that before we've talked about some issues with big events being hosted downtown. Are they going to be able to navigate all these issues or problems that other organizations have had?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, commuters are going to be able to navigate downtown because they've recently finished most of the road construction and redesign of the streets downtown. Plaza de las Cruces is this jewel in the middle of it, and this is going to be an event that brings together a lot of local vendors, food trucks, brewers, restaurants that are going to be bringing together. I mean, we're talking about 40 tequilas, over 100 different kinds of beer. There's a salsa competition for local restaurants. So it's really an opportunity to come together and celebrate what local businesses do. And incidentally, have I mentioned that it's also New Mexico's vastly globally superior chili peppers?
Now, I want to move on and talk about an upcoming column that you have. And you said it was a fun column because it kind of gave an update on how businesses and government computer systems are working now.
Right. So if you have a name with an apostrophe or an accent mark, maybe a Spanish language name, you've gotten used to spelling your name wrong, especially if you have an ñ in your name. That's an N with a tilde. It's a different letter in the Spanish language alphabet. Computer systems designed in the 20th century had an English language bias, basically. They didn't see a need for all this stuff. So my column features a conversation I had with State Auditor Brian Colon. Without his accent mark, his name is Colon. And we talked about the sort of problems of having names that include diacritical marks, as well as how computers are changing, as well as demographics, so that you're starting to see Spanish language names with the accents more often.
Interesting news, Algernon. I'll look forward to reading that. Thank you so much for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.